This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Workers at a meatpacking plant in Fort Morgan have accepted a deal with Cargill. The vote effectively ends a months-long lockout. It is the same deal workers rejected narrowly last week, but after a revote, it passed overwhelmingly. Chris Suazo with Teamsters Local 455 said they provide more translators and communication to help workers understand the agreement.
The members were communicating amongst themselves, and they then in turn started a petition to a revote. They felt like there was, something was amiss.
Cargill says they'll begin communicating a return to work timeline with the union soon. The parent company of two Colorado Springs news organizations is laying off 15 employees as part of restructuring. KRCC's Orion Senkel has more.
E.W. Scripps & Company is laying off 268 employees nationwide. That includes 15 total from KKTV and KOAA. The Gazette reports Scripps plans to consolidate the two networks. A spokesperson told the paper the move allows the company to build one strong local news operation. Scripps also plans to start a 24-hour news streaming service. Orion Senkel, KRCC News.
Disputing a parking ticket in Denver is about to get a whole lot easier again. The city stopped allowing people to dispute tickets online last year amid widespread budget cuts. Since then, the only way to fight a ticket has been in person at the city courthouse during business hours. But that will change next month. The city's bringing back online ticket appeals. This is CPR News 90.1 in Denver.